We're joined by Gibraltar head coach Justin Burris. And coach, you started off hot, going 4-1 in your first five games. Right now on a three-game losing skid. And what are some of the things that your team and your coaching staff has learned coming off of these last three games?
Well, we knew that they were going to be three tough games. We had to go against Oconto, who's obviously been playing lights out, and they were tied with us in second place at the time. Peshtigo, we snuck away with a one-point win in overtime at home the first time we played them, so we knew that was going to be a tough game. And then, of course, you followed up with Southern Door. So there was no surprise that we were going to have to play our best. When everything was said and done, I think we kind of reevaluated some of the defensive things we were doing. We've been focusing on taking better angles on our traps and recovering to the helpline faster, not overplaying in our zone. Just the amount of points we gave up was disappointing. Our offense has been fantastic, but we need to buckle down on the defensive end.
And let's talk about that offense a little bit here. You're getting some great shooting from the outside from Sam Lindenberg, still able to drive in with Luke Steves. You have some great inside presence as well. Has that been a surprise to you, or is this pretty much what you thought you were going to be able to pull off heading into the season?
This is kind of what I expected from those guys. I mean, we've got Sam has been in the gym his whole life. He's a gym rat. We've talked about that before, and he's been working up to this, and I still know that he wants more. He'd like to be even contributing more, and that's what drives him. And those other guys are seniors, and they've been playing well for years, and I expected consistent scoring from these three. I don't know if I realized it was going to be so high from Sam, but it sure has been fun to watch, and we've been having a lot of other guys step up on any given night, contributing points as well.
And with how unique of a season this has been, have you noticed any differences between some of these teams going from last year, or last season, I should say, where obviously you knew teams were going to be in the gym no matter what, to maybe, now you have teams that, hey, we may not be in practice tomorrow. We may not be playing this week. Any difference at all there?
I'd say there's much more of almost a playoff feel with every game. It's very rare that you have to, give that you rah-rah speech or anything extra to the guys to get them motivated before the game. The guys are coming into the gym ready to play, understanding that we might not be practicing tomorrow. And we've been lucky, knock on wood, to be able to play all of our games so far, which I believe, besides Southern Door, everybody else has at least had to quarantine or postpone some games. So we've played our full season as far as games against Packerland teams. We obviously don't have any non-conference games, but that's been really allowing us to focus on one game at a time, and the guys have been coming hungry to play. And likewise on the other side, it's just a fun atmosphere in the gym. Even with very few fans, the energy's been high.
Kind of that bring-your-own-juice atmosphere, if you will. Have the players come in a little bit more jacked up. Do you play the music a little bit louder now?
We've been playing the music, obviously, before games. We don't play any during the game. And, it's been kind of funny that a lot of times the gyms are so quiet. People will pick out things that I'm saying or instructing, and they say, oh, you got a little heated the other night, or you got a little fired up. And I was like, well, not really. I'm just talking at a normal, coaching volume. But when there's no fans to cover up my yelling, I think it sounds worse than it really is.
And you mentioned teams that you've been able to play all your games this year. Sevastopol is coming off almost a month break between the holidays and then their own quarantine period. What have you been able to learn about the Sevastopol team from either talking to other coaches or watching film?
I saw some film earlier in the year. I mean, the nice thing about putting all of our games online for fans is that it makes it extremely easy to scout as a coach. Most of the games are on Facebook or YouTube, where we'd be traveling, 2 hours sometimes to watch a game. Now you can watch it from your living room couch. So if there's one thing that I kind of wish would stay around forever, it would be streaming the games. It's a kind of a selfish thing as a coach. But it really allows you to get into those other gyms in a unique way. Obviously, those films are taken down pretty quick, so you kind of have to be on top of the schedule when they're playing and if the schools are airing them or not. But it's definitely brought a new style of approaching that game and making sure you're scouting those teams.
And when you take a look at Sevastopol film, what is your team going to have to do to have a good evening against this Pioneer squad?
They're definitely going to come out in that 2-3 zone. They've been doing that for 8 years. It's kind of been a staple. Whoever coaches for them, they seem to fall back into that 2-3 zone. We'll have to shoot well from the outside, but I want to make sure that we're getting paint touches. Will's been shooting from an incredibly high level from as far as shooting percentage from the inside. And I'd love, every possession, if not every other possession, to at least have a paint touch where he's getting a look. And then, as he gets going, then that'll draw more attention to the inside and they'll open up for those shooters on the outside. I just want to be patient. We'll have to look for good shots and play solid defense and hopefully, just play a complete game.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go. Head coach Justin Burris, good luck against Sevastopol. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tim. Take care.
This is Tim Coles with the new Radio Sports Network.